DBZ with John Harris. We're tackling some of the off-season topics. Let's talk DeAndre Hopkins.
Let's do it.
And how his numbers are going to change with this offense in 2017. What do you expect to see out of Hopkins?
After the 2015 season, everybody thought DeAndre's numbers had to come down, but in large part because Will Fuller was now there. Braxton Miller was now there. Lamar Miller was going to get some receptions out of the backfield. I don't think any of that really played out the way anybody thought. Yes, DeAndre's numbers did go down, but I don't know how much that was a result of everybody else taking targets and catches away from him. I think it could be the situation this year. I do think Will is going to up his number from, 47, 48. I think that's going to go up. Braxton's number is going to go up. I think Tyler Irvin's number is going to go up. I think the tight ends might come down a little bit, and we can talk about that later. But I think DeAndre's numbers are going to go up. I think he had not quite the year everybody expected. But I think with both Tom Savage and Deshaun Watson and Brandon Whedon, with all three of them, they're much more accurate with ball placement. They understand how to throw the ball to Deshaun Watson. And I'm not sure that last year's quarterback was ever able to find that. And there's a way you have to throw the ball to DeAndre Hopkins to be successful, to be very successful, because you can't think, well, if I gotta throw this ball just perfectly. No. Sometimes you gotta think, I gotta throw this ball out of bounds. If I throw this ball out of bounds, DeAndre's the only guy that can go get it. So you have to throw the ball a little differently. Hey, just get it in the area code. Even if he looks covered, that's okay. He's still open. Just give him an opportunity to go get it. And there were times last year that wasn't the case. I think about the Patriots game, that last fateful throw on the first play of the drive in the playoff game. DeAndre's open. He's just got to put it on him. And it's even above where DeAndre can even go up and tip it to himself. He got a hand on it. But you just have to get that in the area code. And I think quarterbacks will do a better job of that this year. So I think DeAndre is going to go up. I think the numbers are going to go up. I think the one thing where DeAndre excels, DP, where people don't think this, but we started seeing it about halfway through last year, DeAndre is very good in the slot. Against Oakland in Mexico City, he was dominant in the slot. DJ Hayden, they put the nickel on him because that's just what Oakland was doing. And the Texans exploited it all night long. DeAndre was great. And the Tennessee game at the very end of the year, he was in the slot. And I can't remember who he was going against. And he just walked right up on this guy and then broke to the middle. And he was wide open. I think DeAndre, moving him around is something they've always done. But he's really good in the slot, which helps out. And I think it helps out a lot of guys on this offense. But that's where DeAndre can maybe pick up his number of catches. He's still going to have the volume, but I think he's going to have a little bit more because of that. But what we need to have him are the deep downfield catches again. Those are the ones we really need to have with he and Will Fuller.
We saw a lot less of those last year. And obviously with the tight ends making more catches than they did in 2015, he was in competition with them as well for those volume of catches. But looking forward to seeing what DeAndre Hopkins brings in 2017.